I'm going to be reading poems of mine after I read Bobby's poems, but mine are from a new chapbook of mine called Black and White and Redheaded. It's about family, and it's also about the black and white part, which would be the words on a page, so language, which would be I was taught by nuns, so black and white habits, which would be our black and white cat, which would be how older black men give good advice to young white teachers when they're starting out, and like that. But tonight, because nuns are becoming somewhat of an oddity, especially that habit, and some of us have those colorful Catholic backgrounds, I'm going to be reading my nun poems. Due to the fact I'm also reading Bobby, and it's a family poem, I'll only read 3 out of 4. If you want to read about my fifth grade teacher, just email me, and I'll write you, send you a prose poem about the marvelous Sister Fidelis. She was truly wonderful. The Bobby Bates poem I'm reading is, I know, her last published poem because it was published posthumously. I'm proud that I was the co-editor of an Autumn House Press book, co-edited with Matt Lusky, and teacher of the Western Pennsylvania Writing Project had teaching lessons in here and poems at the end, and Bobby's is a family poem. You heard a little of her history from another reader, so this takes another chapter of it. To forget. Forget the summer of 42, the homemade ice cream, your father cranking rock salt till the temperature dropped below 32, your first lesson in physics, one you would understand when the ice cream peaked like nipples on the woman your father ran off with. And speaking of breasts, you'd wrap your own in 2 bras, a strapless one to hold you in and another to hold you up. Anything to stop the boys from calling you pin-up, tits Moritz. Forget the golden days when you strutted through fraternity parties on lucite stilettos that held your perfect body like roses on ice. How you wasted your beauty on a lithium guy, his face blooming into a subway life, racing from job to job, a new one at every stop, until you had to get off. While we're at it, let's forget 1984, when you trundled your son to Villanova, the dizzying drive home, alone. The miles opening into cracks in the highway, the emptiness swallowing you whole as he escaped into his own life. The panic attacks that followed, the Valium chasers that wrapped you in the arms of Morpheus. Then there was the February you escaped to Santa Fe, the cosmos with the rhubarb stir at the Coyote Cafe, and that jackal who tried to talk you out of your finely toned, tooled cowboy boots, and the sullen bartender who refused to serve you a third, even though you begged, please, please, please. Forget the operation you survived, spotlights above the operating table, the screen going gray at the scrum of ash. Waking with your leg or your breast ripped from your chest like a shoulder pad from an old sweater, and the assassination of your toes, felled one by one, or those that simply dropped from gangrene. Forget the walker that followed, the Velcro shoes and the clump stomp waltz of your brooms on the floor. Think instead that you've lived, no matter how broken, and times when you made love, hardly noticing your body strafed by time, or the folds of your lover's ass, draped like pants hung from a belt loop, your skin's vestments of another world. Remember summers when bougainvillea laces your trellis, and larkspur thrusts up among the rowdy flocks, times when you crop the hollyhocks for seed, spreading pips across the soil. The great Bobby Bates. Okay, not all nuns are as lovely inside as they are outside, so I'm going to read about some lovely ones, but this one was not too lovely. This was when I was a Carlo, and it is called If I Had a Bell. 1970 seethed and blossomed. I'd prepared my senior paper, literary criticism, 3 pages typed, ready to be read aloud to classmates. Decided at the last moment to march at Pitt against the war in Vietnam. Sheer insanity. The war, I mean. I slipped the paper under Sister, our professor's office door. A classmate brought the paper to me later. Sister Sincera wants to see you in her office tomorrow, 10:30. I went. The only English major to minor in elementary ed. Someone should instill the love of reading, writing in the little ones. I plan to graduate, and then I'm gone, gone. I stand outside her door, one short student, one bony nun. Come forward, Sister Stick, as we dubbed her, gestures. All bone, no marrow, too narrow to sense something looming. She clears her throat, chuckles. I thought you'd be halfway to D.C. by now. Her eyebrow raised, nose pinched in. No? No, sister. I stare at the polished oak floor. I cannot give you credit for this paper when you were gone, she says. I imagined you a better student. She pauses for breath. You will still graduate in May, despite the E on this. You'll earn a C- in my class. You realize, I'm sure, I have some compassion. Since I don't answer, she waves the other way. You may go, and I am gone. My peers commiserate, mock the stick. It doesn't ease my pain. I'll hold out a hand, speak words of praise to future uncertain students. I swear it. I rise again, and soon I'm gone. This strangeness will change me. I can grok more than a stick. Sing a rock, a stone. I can put my hand in the hand that parts the water, and then I'm gone, gone. The next was a true story that happened to my ancestor, Mary Jude, and you have to understand that when nuns wore their habit, which is their old traditional habit, they had a great big white collar called a wimple. Okay, you got that much? That's all you need. It's called white wimple. My aunt, a nun, retired at 70, taught first grade for 50 years, mostly mining towns in Pennsylvania. A former pupil, all grown up now, visited with a request. He wanted a portrait painted of Sister. A friend of his granddad's from the old country, Mr. Kazaku, would do the job if Sister agreed. Of course, she said. And Mr. K, just call me K, he told her, had her sit quietly in a convent chair. Each day he sketched with charcoals. Sister still wore the black robes, rosary at her hip, black veil, white wimple, wimple like a giant collar at her neck. All of her clothes, her habit, a vestige of nun's medieval dress. Then he borrowed a photo of Sister with thanks. New way to work, he said. Her pupil, Gregor, kept her posted. Mr. K's painting now, using oils. Yes, he was allowed to watch. Then Gregor came to Sister laughing. He said that K had finished, showed him the painting. Around Sister's neck, the wimple brightly painted. White background covered, a painted garden, a lush bouquet, day lilies, roses, hyacinths, more pretty flowers, K had told him, gleeful. Gregor and Sister shared a smile as he presented a traditional nun's portrait in traditional habit. Gregor had explained, K repainted wimple white. Too bad, tradition, K said. Gregor, oh, Sister, I wish you'd seen it. It would never, never, never have done to keep it that way. But, oh, more pretty flowers. As I said, you'll have to email me if you want geometry of a roof, and you not only find out about Sister Fidelis, but about Gregory LaRocco and his butter smile. I was in fifth grade, so you know, right on the verge. The last one's addressed to all of you, and it's called As the Crow Flies. As the Crow Flies, black and oh so beautiful, W.E.B. Du Bois in his column As the Crow Flies. I read Du Bois. I ruminate. I am the crow, I feel. At dusk I'll fly, my wide wings shadowing the oaks. I will gather with my fellows, gabble, then fly. I am one crow. I speak my raucous song for all. Give us space, food to pilfer, our dominion, our scream. We know our inheritance. I am a crow who is white on the outside, a dove turned crow. Italian housewives call the merla, a dove who seeks out chimney spaces in cold weather. Feathers grow sooty. We all learn about protective coloring. I am dove, also crow, not gray nun, though I have been taught by Catholic nuns, admire Quakers, often labeled by their gray. My wings, invisible to others, sprout. I take off from my windowsill. I am Crow Dove, Merla, Merlin, Titania of the fairies, my body visible, shields an obsidian soul. I fly over seeds grown into ears, fly over every Central Park. Call my truth. Hear how I call to you. Sisters, gray and black, white and red, spread your purple wings. Slip through the mirror, the window. Join my tribe. You also are the crow. Thank you.